Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from Malta, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost lives in Valletta, and his preaching today is entitled, Decide Today.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "The saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you, that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The word of the Lord. With different words, today's readings challenge us to decide whom we want to serve: our Lord, the true God, or a Lord of our own making, in our likeness. Joshua, in the first reading, challenges his people, "If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve." God respects the freedom he gave us to choose whom to serve. St. Paul, writing to the Romans, told them, "Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey?" The responsorial psalm asked us to repeat the verse, "Taste and see the goodness of the Lord." It is telling us to reflect and inform ourselves before we decide whom we want to serve. Today's gospel selection tells us that many of Christ's disciples found it difficult to accept what Jesus was telling them. Indeed, his teaching was not easy, and it went against their expectations for a Messiah. Jesus had given 5,000 men bread and fish enough for them to eat as much as they wanted. They ate. They were satisfied, and they wanted to make him king. This man would make a good Messiah, they believed, for he will bring with him much free food and healings. He was telling them that he would give them abundant life-giving bread. "Sir, give us this bread always," they said. But he went on to say, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." This was hard for them to believe, for they knew him and his family from Nazareth. Things became more difficult when he told them, "The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Very truly I tell you, my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them." Difficult words indeed. They thought, "How can we eat his flesh and drink his blood without first killing him? And if we kill him, how can he be our Messiah?" How can he fight to free us from the Roman regime? They wanted a Messiah who would give them free food, free health services, and freedom from the Romans. But he was asking them to choose his version of the Messiah, not theirs. Many returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. When the 12 sort of told him to explain himself, he simply told them, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." They decided to follow him. Did they understand Christ's words? They had lived and traveled with him long enough, and they had learned to love him and trust him. They knew that he was not asking them to understand him, but to trust him. Was their faith strong enough? Later, when Judas led a band of armed men to arrest Jesus, they found that their faith was not strong enough. Fear made them flee, and they abandoned Jesus. I ask myself, is my faith strong enough to follow Jesus wherever he wants me to follow him? If we meditate on the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, what will our attitude be? Would we accept them and try to live accordingly? Do we hunger and thirst for righteousness? Are we merciful? Are we peacemakers? How do we behave if people revile us and persecute us and utter all kinds of evil against us falsely on account of our faith in Jesus? It is not easy to follow Jesus and be a true disciple. Perhaps we should pray like the apostles did when Jesus told them that they must forgive a person that sins against them 7 times a day and turns back 7 times and says, "I repent." You must forgive. Not an easy thing to do. They told Jesus, "Lord, increase our faith." Jesus replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed," it is not the size of our faith that matters, but the way we live it. Let us remember Peter's reaction when Jesus asked him, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." He answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but we have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When he saw the huge amount of fish they caught, Peter fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Jesus replied, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." Remember the angel Gabriel telling Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son." When she asked him, "How can this be?" he answered, "Nothing will be impossible with God." So, when fear interferes with our daily decisions to follow the Lord, let us remember that when Jesus asks something of us, he will be with us by our side. Remember, "I am with you always to the end of the age," are the last words spoken by Jesus, as reported in Matthew's Gospel.